So the Consciousness Explorers Club is an ongoing experiment in practice and community. And I thought I would say a few words about, since this is a new start for us at a new home in a new year, a few words about what the CEC is, sort of our mission and what we, how we're thinking about what's going to happen in the next little while, the next few years. And then we're going to explore a little mini CEC curriculum like we do every Monday night. So ordinarily in the Consciousness Explorers Club, we have two sections to what we do. We do a little intro, and then we do a guided sit. And the guided sit is about 35 minutes long. It is a different kind of a technique. We usually do sort of a meditation on concentration, that kind of a focus, but we shift it up. We do lots of mindfulness practice. Sometimes we explore devotional practices. We always have loving kindness. We do practices from different traditions, and that's sort of the non-dual practices. And that's sort of the guiding ethic of CEC, is that no one tradition has a monopoly on kind of how to do it, but that all the traditions have interesting techniques and we can learn from them. So we have this sort of pluralistic outlook. But we're also just interested straight up in the practical side of it. Is this helpful to your particular nervous system? Is it fun to explore? Or is it terrifying? Usually it's not terrifying, just kidding. So that's the part one. Then we usually have a little break. And then for part two, we do what we call the interactive practice. And the interactive practice is where we open it up even more. And the idea is that we try to take what happens, what insights we may have gotten on the cushion, and apply them to actual human-to-human contact. So we have small group discussions. Sometimes we have an art practice. We might have a movement practice. We have guest teachers come in. We might have a gestalt therapist come in and talk about boundaries and do some boundary exercises. We might have a professional photographer come in and talk about the art of seeing. James might do one of his mixed tape sessions, so we just listen to music with our eyes closed and notice how, in a mindfulness way, how the music is affecting us. Infinite permutations, really, of what we can explore together. And we find this idea that you can do it in a safe place with people who eventually become your friends, because now we've been doing it for like 6 years and there's a lot of regulars here. It becomes a really healing kind of place in the middle of the week. And that's kind of maybe what I'd say a few things about right now, about thinking forward into the next year for the CEC. All of us are really interested in not only just exploring how we are as people, our various challenges, but being brave enough to talk about those challenges, to talk about the ways in which our minds, our bodies aren't perfect. They don't really correspond to the norm that seems to be this subtle expectation that everyone has, that there should be something like a norm. I don't know what that norm is, but I haven't really ever found it personally in my nervous system. And so the idea with the CEC is that, can we also champion our struggles? Can we destigmatize the way we are challenged, the way we might be struggling in our lives? Can we make a space where it's okay to talk about that? And not only that, to also make fun of ourselves, because the whole thing is kind of hilarious as well as being poignant and beautiful. So that's kind of the idea, is like, can we do even more of that this year? And in my imagination, I think about the possibility of, you know, changing how we as a culture talk about mental health, and think about, you know, treatments and the ways in which we address it. And if we can create a kind of one-stop shop at the CEC where no matter who you are, no matter what your income level, you can come in and, you know, for 2 hours you'll get the absolute best from a group of facilitators who come from different parts of the mental health field. Psychiatrists, doctors, meditation teachers, spiritual counselors, and that we can make that affordable and we can make that fun, then it feels like we'd be contributing something pretty awesome to the world. And that's kind of the idea through this year, is can we make that even more explicit? Can we find a way to support the people who come? So behind the CEC, there's a network of resources that are available, and we have a system for referring people and helping people out. We have a way to mentor people that's affordable. We even have a way, and this is a big thing, to empower people in the community to give back in their own ways, to lead their own part twos, you know, to come up with their own ideas for workshops, to think of what they do as something that can also give back, and to support them while they're trying to find their way to do that. That's really kind of the vision for the next year and beyond. And also to put together some of the things that we're learning in a resource package online, so people from anywhere in the world, whatever community, can use these guidelines to start their own practice communities, but do it their own way, with their own weird names, their own preoccupations, you know, their own way of doing it, and that we can just sort of offer and share best practices. And so that's really, so to that end, we've become, over the past year, we became a nonprofit corporation. We have a group of committed people and a lot of volunteers who help us do what we do. Mostly it's a labor of love. If you have no money, you can always come. You can always come if you don't have a single penny to your name, but we'd love it if you gave between $10 and $20 so we can then pay the people who are doing all the programming work. And if I didn't make it explicit before for the new people, every Monday is different. Every Monday is programmed differently. There's a different meditation in part one. There's a different practice in part two, different guest teachers. So that takes a lot of work to do, and we really appreciate the support. So we now have a Patreon page, the CEC. We finally put it up, so you can thank Abby for that. But and so one of the options on the Patreon page is if you want us donate $40 per month, make it a regular thing, you can get in free to all CECs. And we're hoping people will do that so we can use that income to go towards some of our operating costs. So this is a big step for us getting organized in this way. Okay, so we should meditate because that's, you know, kind of what we're about. So Aaron's going to lead us in a short 20-minute meditation.